It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yes, it's good to be on there, and yes, indeed, it is me live, DJ Marcus live, coming to you from the roof. It is 1917 UTC, barely made it in time for the show, for any amount of show. Sorry for missing yesterday. This week is busy on meetings, big on meetings. Yesterday, I was supposed to have written something that consumed an internal API, this Python project, but it's been a couple years since I wrote anything in Python, and so my progress was slow. So I had to give a nice, like, update code review kind of thing with a peer, and then that went long yesterday. Oh, and then I went to another meeting. Then I was in the other meeting where they were talking about invoices in Vietnam. I complained about it in comm. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, I'm here now. It is 36 degrees outside. Nice strong breeze out of the south. 10, 15 miles an hour, I'd imagine. I don't know how to convert that to kilometers. But feels about 10 to 15, probably around there. It's a high. The high today will be 38. It's presently 36. I've made it to the shade. My feet don't even fit in the shade very much anymore. I'm going to jump into comm and see if anybody's around. And if so, we'll jump into some news here. Let's see what we got here. Boom. X1 is in town. He knows I'm alive. Neff's here. Koyo's here. Quentin. Honk, honk. I sure do love SCP and rsync, and it's always amazing to me when people don't like SCP or rsync. Ratsu Neff, Jay LaMoth is in the house. Code Review, plus plus, for sure. Tobe is in the house, and everybody's here. You would not guess what made that rice, that I feel it's kind of an antiquated term. But used to, any Japanese-type vehicle used to get called a rice cooker or a rice mobile. I think that's offensive nowadays. But anyway, you won't believe what that was that drove by. It was a full-size truck. Someone had taken their pickup truck and made it sound like a little crappy car. So that was amazing. All right. So anyway... There's a conversation I fell in the middle of in comm, so I'm going to leave that alone. But we do have 10 minutes for news, which is great, because that's about all the news that you can use. We just got to pull up our bookmarks. Now, I have a whole bunch of news from yesterday we didn't read either, so I'll probably combine it all together and have a URL for you tomorrow. I'll remind you about that. Today is June 28th. There is one huge bummer of a story that I want to tell you about because it's horrible. I guess the thing is I'll give you some silly, funny, kind of strange stories. Then I'll give you the hard stuff and then we'll go back. Okay. So first, talking about drugs, in rural France, a pilot dumped his drugs over rural France after being pursued by a fighter jet. A French fighter jet intercepted a tourist plane over a remote region of France over the weekend, leading the pilot of the small aircraft to throw out more than a dozen bags of suspected drugs. One of France's most modern fighters was sent to check on the single-seater tourist plane over the remote Ardèche region on Saturday after it flew through restricted airspace near a nuclear plant and was judged to be maneuvering suspiciously. As the Rafale jet drew near, the Air Force pilot witnessed very erratic behavior in the cockpit. Real agitation, a military spokesman told AFP. Over the course of a few minutes, he saw the door open and packages being thrown out. The suspected trafficker, a Polish national with past drugs offense, was arrested after he landed in an airstrip in Lamas, the local prosecutor's office said in a statement on Tuesday. Investigators found about 15 packages on the ground containing about 30 kilograms of a white powder yet to be analyzed. What's funny is this is dramatically, remarkably similar to the plot of the movie called Cocaine Bear. Yes, the real movie, Cocaine Bear. Go check it out. it's very funny. Very interesting, right? Alright, so yes, that is what's going on there. Now here is the darkest story I've read in probably months. Or at least that I can remember. Indonesian police find 5 baby skeletons, uncover incest between dad and daughter. Is it as bad as it sounds? Yes, it's actually worse. The shocking discovery of 5 baby skeletons in Indonesia helped police uncover an incestuous relationship that had a father had with his daughter. 2 workers were clearing the land at a former pond site in the village in central Java on June 15th when they stumbled across the human skeletons. Investigators led the police to the suspect, identified only as R, the letter R, like Romeo, who then confessed that he was having sex with his biological 25-year-old daughter for the last 11 years. You can do the math. It's disturbing. 7 babies were born from the illicit union, 5 boys and 2 girls, the last of whom was born in 2021. The police, with the help of sniffer dogs, are still looking for the skeletons of two babies. The 57-year-old father confessed to killing all the babies by suffocating them shortly after they were born and burying them in the former pond site. It's believed the mother was aware of the father's relationship and even helped her daughter give birth. The victim is dubbed E, is the daughter of the man's 3rd wife. Speaking to the media, police chief said, "The mother can't do much because the suspect had threatened to her to keep quiet or else she will be killed." Police said the man began to have sex with E on the advice of a shaman he met while working as a construction worker in 2011. The shaman said if the father wanted to be rich, he had to have sex with his daughter 7 times. Despite carrying out the shaman's instructions, the man said he is still poor. So yeah, that's just, it's the most heartbreaking and horrific story that I just can't imagine. It's just so awful. Such a tragic, horrible life. I'm sorry, Quentin. I didn't mean to ruin your life. But yeah, it's just absolutely, I read it, so I had to tell somebody about it. It's just so terrible. So where do we go from here? Well, I tell you what, here's a good story, a good news story. A 2-year-old boy was survived by a hippopotamus in Uganda. Don't worry, a 2-year-old boy, mysteriously survived. The miner, identified as Iga Paul, had been playing at his home near Lake Edward when a hippo grabbed him. It took the bravery of a good Samaritan to save the victim by stoning the hippo and scaring it away. By then, the hippo had already swallowed half of the victim's body, but spat him out. The police say this is the first time a hippo has strayed from the lake to attack a young child. The child was treated at hospital for injuries to his hand and given a rabies shot and has made a full recovery. So, child survived the hippo attack, which I think is a bright spot in all of this. Oh, man. I don't know if we can handle another sad story, so I'm going to skip it. That's also bad. All right, how about... Everything's so sad. Here, let's do this one. Solar power. Let's talk about energy. As a deadly, record-breaking heat wave puts Texas's grid to the test. Indeed it is. It's very hot. Renewable power sources are helping the state maintain energy reliability, contrary to some of the state's lawmakers claim that clean energy is less reliable. Texas has, for more than 2 weeks, been blanketed by an oppressive heat dome, and federal forecasters say there's no end in sight. The sweltering temperatures have forced people to stay in their homes with their air conditioners cranked, causing energy demand to soar. An atypically large number of the state's aging, rundown coal and gas-fired power plants have failed amid the spikes. That's especially troubling because it's the only state in the continental U.S. with its own grid. Texas can access very little power from other states. But even amid 3-digit temperatures, the state... Oh, hey, look. We got 2 dualies coming through. Okay, but even amid 3-digit temperatures, the state has managed to avoid. There we go. Huh. I wonder if this side street is being used as a truck bypass. That was a lot of trucks that drove by. Anyway, the additional solar has been determinative in making a difference between outages and not having outages. President of Austin-based renewable power consulting firm Stoic Energy. There's one thing my energy needs to have is a philosophy. On hot summer days, solar performs exceptionally well. During the afternoon, solar is accounting for upwards of 15% of the state's energy supply. So, pretty cool. I thought that was a good thing. Yeah. Quentin knows what the Texas Motor Speedway sounds like. It is loud at the Texas Motor Speedway. It's a lot of fun, though. Yeah, so we've only got about 3 minutes to go. I want to be sure and tell you, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Happens every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. Even though I've done a lot of shows, I haven't done a Tobe amount of shows. Tobe is always on the air. Every day, you can set your watch to it. 1930 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee, right here with our pal Tobe. Unless God has conspired, one of the gods has captured him and trapped him in like a crucible or a vessel of some kind. In which case, we'll get signs letting us know how we can free Tobe from his imprisonment. But we'll have to find out. It's one of those things. You never know whether or not you have to like burn some sage or like strike certain crystals at the right frequency or what. But it's always, you can always count on Tobe. Alright, so yeah. new unit of measurement, a Tobe amount. man, I needed to laugh after the dark news and after the stress day today. So, I guess what I would just tell you is, check out, if you're on Mastodon, check out hackers.town. They've got a lot of fun security guys over there. They're fun. And, check out Mastodon. Check out, SDF has a Mastodon and a Matrix and a bunch of stuff. Check it all out. SDF's got a lot of cool stuff. I'm losing steam because I started late and it's already super hot on the roof. What did I do? What happened? Anyway, there's a whole lot of other sad news and I'll probably just bundle it all together. Yeah. Pedophiles have found out how to make AI art out for their desires. It's kind of gross. So yeah, that's happening. All right, bye. It's time for the Dubious Goals Synth Committee Synthesize.